Joining me in studio this morning with Making Connections for Children and Youth, Dryden OPP officers Brittany Bembenick and Ron Fultz. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
You're here to let us know more about Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Week. Before we get to what we need to know locally, last year Tim Hortons restaurants across Canada raising a record-breaking $15 million for over 600 local charities and community groups. The Smile Cookie legacy does continue. Smile Cookie Week is coming up. Let us know when it is.
Well, this year, Richard, the Smile Cookie Week will be from May 1st to May 7th, and we're hoping to raise a little more than $10,000. Last year, we raised just under $10,000, and we want to beat our goal.
This year, there is an increase in cookie price from Tim Hortons with the Smile Cookies. Brittany, talk about that.
There is a slight increase. Each cookie will be $1.50, but we promise you they will be decorated very well.
The recipients that will receive 100% of the money raised from the sales, minus the sales tax, who are the recipients?
The Dryden Native Friendship Center and the Making Connections for Children and Youth. They split the monetary donation 50-50. It all goes back to our local youth.
Now, for a listener's standpoint, what can they do to help out besides obviously purchasing the cookies? What can we do?
If you or your organization are interested in volunteering to decorate cookies, please reach out to Diane Appland and we can share that email address with Richard.
Okay, and we will have that up on our social media and news pages for you to take a look at. We can pre-order as well?
You can complete a pre-order form and email it to mccydry@gmail.com prior to Friday, May 5th at 12 p.m. And we will drop it off for you. Payment is required at the time of drop-off.
I understand a little friendly competition as well is going to be going on. Tell us about that.
We're trying to encourage businesses, agencies to get involved. The Dryden Native Friendship Center has awarded a beautiful blanket to the organization who purchases the most cookies. Last year, Open Road School purchased the most cookies.
For those who have social media as well, something to add to your social media pages, talk about that.
We have a poster that we're going to send out. If you see it on our Facebook page, please share it with your social media, highlighting the Smile Cookie campaign.
In studio with me this morning, Dryden OPP officers Brittany Bembenick and Ron Fultz. Looking forward to decorating some cookies yourselves?
Absolutely.
And who's the better decorator between the two of you? Any idea?
Ron may have won last year, but I've been practicing my skills and hope to beat him this year. Okay. So May 2nd, I believe, we'll be decorating
May
cookies.
May 2nd, yes.
Okay. And who will undoubtedly eat the most cookies between the two of you?
I'm glad it's only once a year because I ate my fair share last year.
Brittany, care to comment on that?
I have no words for this, Ron, other than we're looking forward to spending the day at Tim Hortons and trying to raise some funds for these great organizations that help youth in our community.
All smiles this morning here. Thank you very much, Brittany and Ron, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Richard.
Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Week. Smile cookies will be available May 1st through May 7th at Tim Hortons in Dryden, and proceeds going to Making Connections for Children and Youth and Dryden Native Friendship Center. Also, those Smile Cookies at Sula County Tim Hortons. Smile Cookie proceeds will be going to Friends of Cedar Bay. And in Red Lake, Tim Hortons there. Smile Cookie proceeds going to the Red Lake Margaret Koshner Hospital Foundation.